eat more, pay less, says Ginger Rees, director of the Park City Restaurant Association. That's the tagline of the Fall Dineabout, taking place now through October 13th, every night among the participating restaurants.
And those restaurants are offering three-course dinner menus for either $15 or $30. So it's a great opportunity to get out and visit some of your old favorites or try some new restaurants for a great price.
You can go online to parkcityrestaurants.com to see who is participating. And, says Rees, each restaurant will have menus posted. She says the 25 participating restaurants are in every corner of town.
All the way out into Kimball Junction, we've got Red Rock and Godotti's and Sushi Blue, and then you can come into town and go all the way up to Apex at the Montage. So no matter where you want to go, no matter what your budget is or what your taste is, there's something there for you to enjoy.
While the town stays busy for all of September, she says the Fall Dineabout coincides with a changing of seasons.
The restaurants do start to slow down this time of year. The town kind of starts to shift gears towards winter. It's a beautiful time in Park City. If you've been out, you've noticed that the colors have arrived. And with this light dusting of snow, it's beautiful. And so it's a great time for everybody to get out and remember all the culinary options that we have for a great price.
She says restaurants aren't closing during the shoulder seasons anymore like they used to.
We're not seeing that so much. Again, on our website, you'll find out that restaurants may not be closing, but are restricting their hours a little bit more. But more and more restaurants are staying open. They're seeing the need and the demand to stay open. And that's great for us in our community.
That's Ginger Rees, executive director of the Park City Restaurant Association. She says the association is made up of 60 restaurants, and the Chamber Bureau says there are another 40 or so, totaling over 100 restaurants in the Park City area. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.